بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I want to continue with the reminder yesterday about the way of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم, the way he corrected people. Correcting with compassion. Correcting, keeping in mind the single point, which is, what is the purpose of your correction? Are you trying to show off? Is it about your ego? Or is it about making sure that a mistake is not repeated? Is it about correcting the person in a way that he or she will start functioning differently, will start working and living differently? Or is it about correcting them in a way that you can insult them and that you think that you can look good at their expense? Right? Which one is it? So before you correct somebody, first and foremost, question your own intention and say, why am I correcting this person? For what reason? What is my reason for correcting this person? So what if this person continues to make this mistake? What's going to happen? Will the sky fall down? Will the earth stop? Revolving, or what will happen? So ask yourself this question. Is that mistake which the person is making, is it so serious that it needs correction at all? Number one. Number two, are you the best person to make that correction? Is there somebody else who can do that better than you can? Is there somebody else who has more influence on that person than you have? And anything that comes from that second person is more likely to be accepted by this person than something coming from you. Ask these questions. And you will ask these questions if you are clear in your niyya, in your intention to say, my intention is, what is it? Is it to correct the individual? Is it to ensure that this mistake is not made again? Is it for the benefit of this individual? Here is somebody who is making a fool of themselves. I want to make sure that they do not make fools of themselves. Is that the reason you are correcting? Or is it because you want to look good at their expense, because you want to show off, because it's about your ego, it's nothing to do with them, you want to insult them, maybe you don't even like them, right? Maybe there is some other issue with you, between you and them, and here is an opportunity where now you want to show the world that this other person is not as wonderful and great as you are. What is it? What is the intention? My brother and sister, it is very, very, very important for us to be clear in our minds about the issue of correction, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will hold us responsible. Remember, Allah will hold you and me responsible for what we do and what we say. So make sure that you do not put yourself in a position where you have problems with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the way you corrected somebody, and that person doesn't get corrected. As a result of your correction, that person actually becomes more strong in their behavior. They become angry, they feel insulted, and they start hating whatever it is. Maybe it was something good that you wanted to say to them, but they start hating that, right? This would be really, really sad, because, you know, imagine if you if your intention was good, that you wanted this person to be corrected, but the way you did that was that this person ends up feeling insulted and feeling, you know, demeaned, and then they will actually become stronger in whatever wrong they were doing just to spite you. How tragic is that? Ask yourself this question. How tragic is that? I mean, that wasn't even your intention. You didn't do it for that reason, but the way you did that, that is what the result was. So seriously, my brothers and sisters, I ask you, I remind you of myself, let us not fall into the trap of shaitan. Shaitan has a trap for everybody. And the biggest and most powerful traps of shaitan are for those who are inclined towards religion. They're not for the others. The biggest traps of shaitan are for the people who are inclined toward Islam, who like Islam, who love Islam, who are knowledgeable in Islam, who are trying to get some knowledge in Islam. They are the ones who are the biggest shikar, the biggest prey of shaitan. And in those traps of shaitan, the biggest trap is the trap of arrogance. Shaitan makes you feel, shaitan tries to make you feel that you are the greatest, that you are infallible, that you are the most knowledgeable, that you are the most persuasive, and you are the best speaker, and you are the best this and that. This is pure and pure shaitan, nothing else. Shaitan makes you feel all this. Shaitan tells you these false stories, and you believe it. And the proof that you have believed it is the way you treat other people. So if you want to know whether you are trapped in the trap of shaitan, reflect on your own behavior. If your behavior is arrogant, if your behavior lacks humility, and remember, there are many people who pretend to be humble, but that pretension of humility is actually arrogance. Right? So don't fall into this pretense trap. Oh, I am nothing. You know, I'm like the sand. I'm like the turab. I'm like, you know, the sand under the feet of the donkey of Imam Ahmad. Really, if you really believe that, then why are you even talking? Right? Seriously. So all of these kinds of statements are actually signs of arrogance. It's like Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh, he said, the one who says, in my humble opinion, is not being humble. You know, this is a very typical thing. In my humble opinion, to be honest, I must say, that means you are not usually honest. You are a scoundrel. Only now you are being honest. So to be honest, I must say, rest of the time I'm not honest. This is what you're saying. Yeah, stop making this takiyya kalam, ways of talking. Please don't do that, right? In my humble opinion. What do you mean in your humble opinion? In my opinion. Right? Just say it. You don't even need to say in my opinion. If it comes out of your mouth, what do you think it is? It is your opinion. So just say what you have to say. Instead of these preambles. These preambles they stink. They are hypocritical, and they are, show and they point to the opposite in your character. So don't do that. If you're not like that, and if you've just got into this habit of using these phrases, please stop using them, because you're giving people the wrong impression. You're giving people the impression that normally you are dishonest and that you're being honest only now. And actually you are arrogant and you are trying to be humble. No, please don't do that. So my submission to you, my brothers and sisters, when you want to correct somebody, ask yourself, do I need to correct? Number one. Number two, am I the best person to correct? Number three, whatever way you are planning to correct, is that the best way to correct? And number four, in my correction, how can I, number one thing that, in my way of correcting, how can I safeguard the feelings, the dignity, the honor of the person that I am correcting? Right? These are the four things I want you to seriously think about. And only when you have answered these four questions, questions for yourself, then you can try to correct whoever it is. But until you answer these four questions, don't even open your mouth. Do not even open your mouth. Because remember, nothing is going to happen, nothing bad is going to happen to you, for the simple reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question you about that person. Allah will question you about yourself. So what I'm saying to you is to focus on yourself first. Don't put yourself in trouble by trying to correct other people. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ